Hi, I'm John Papa, and I'm with Simona Coden. How you doing?
Very good. How are you, John?
I'm doing great, and today we're going to build, hands-on, live with you, your first Node app and deploy it to Azure. So why don't we follow the quick start that's right on the Azure docs?
Let's get started. So the first thing that we want to do is actually have a Node.js application. And just to make things simple, we're going to git clone a Hello World application that we already have on the getting started page.
Great. So we've got a starter Node app ready to go. But people don't have to use that. If you want to follow the quick start with your own Node app, by all means, dive
you
right in.
You can do that. So we're not going to run the application locally, but you can do that with npm start.
Right. That would be works on my machine. We're trying to work in the cloud.
Yeah, that's
our goal. So how do we get it up in the cloud? What are those steps we have to follow here?
First thing that we need to do is log into the Azure CLI.
So right in terminal, we're going to use AZ login. And if you haven't installed the Azure CLI yet, there's a link right on this page to go do that really quickly on Windows or on Mac.
Yep.
Now, once we do AZ login, Simona's browser is asking her for a code that the terminal gives her. And then she accepts her credentials. And then when we flip back to the terminal, hopefully the terminal says, yay, you've been authenticated.
Almost there. Yeah.
All right.
This is what we get the list of subscriptions that we have available for Azure.
Great.
Awesome. So we're logged in. So then the next thing that we need to do is create a deployment user.
And a deployment user is exactly what it sounds like, right? We need to set up a user account that's going to allow us to deploy our code up to Azure in the cloud.
Yep.
You just need one of those effectively for your Azure account.
And I'm going to use a username and password that you can set your own.
Yep.
It doesn't have to be the same as your Azure credentials. That's very important. And then the next thing that we're doing is create a resource group.
Okay, and one thing Simone is doing, I'll mention as she's going through this, is there's a nice copy button inside the quick starts. Once you press that copy button, it'll actually take that code and you can paste it right into terminal and follow along. And just replace the names of things if you want, like username and password. It'd be kind of nice to make your own up, right?
Yeah.
So a resource group, you just created one of those. That's basically a container up in Azure or a Tupperware box or a folder to put things in.
Yeah.
And we're going to put our app in there, right?
That's what I did. And I just created my resource group. My resource group is called My Resource Group.
How creative.
I know. And I chose the West Europe location because that's where I come from. And the next thing that we need to do is create a service plan.
Okay. Now, one thing that's really worth pointing out here is if you already have resource groups, you can skip that step. You can use one that's already existing. If you already have a plan, you could reuse one as well. But a plan is kind of important, right? It's basically where you're deciding what kind of a server or setup do I have? How many cores do I have? What kind of memory and resources? And also, probably the most important part is, what is the SKU, which in this case, we're choosing free?
Yeah.
Free is good, right?
Free is the best.
I like free servers. So once we set up that plan and the resource group, do we have what we need to create a place to put our app?
Yep, that's everything we need. Now we can just create the web app. We have to give it a name, and that name is actually going to be included in our URL, so it has to be unique. And
okay. So we're going to use the Azure CLI command to copy, which is AZ web app create.
Yep.
And what kind of name are you going to give it?
I'm going to give it a very creative name, and that's Simonaco1.
Simonaco1. And Simona sounds familiar.
Yeah. I wonder why.
And then the resource group is the one we just created, and then whatever the name of the plan is that we created it on.
Yeah, because we want to reuse what we've just worked on, right?
Okay, that makes sense. So that's going to go give the instructions to Azure to create the app service on that plan in that resource group in whatever location you decided to put it in. And when it's done, it'll give you some feedback, like the URL.
Yep, and we can just go right ahead and test that the app service has been created.
Now, you didn't design this. This is like the default page that you get for an app service, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
No magic here.
I like the blue, though.
I like blue. Blue's a good thing.
Yeah.
Then once we have that, we still haven't connected that thing we get cloned. We had this Node app locally, and we want to somehow get that Node app up into this app that we have now in the cloud.
That would be ideal.
It would be good. And there's lots of ways to do it. We can use FTP. We can use CI services. But one of the most simple is to use git deploy.
And I'm just going to configure locally that. And the only thing that I need to, so after I've just copied the command, which makes me feel very fast.
And this is that AZ web app deployment command.
Yeah. I just need to give my app name, which I just created a few seconds ago.
And the resource group, which you kept the default.
Yeah.
And then when that's done, it's going to tell you everything's okay.
Yep.
Hopefully, if everything works. And once you have that, now we've connected. That's really just by putting a line. It's like putting a tether between the two. And now you have to tell your local Git to add the remote.
And we're going to do that very easily.
Yep, we can copy that command as well. That's the Git remote add Azure with your URI.
And final command, I'm super lazy. I just copy-pasted it.
Git push Azure master. And that's the branch master that we're using.
Yeah.
This is the most important command, right? Because generally, I'll be writing a lot of code, as will you, and we'll write code, we'll commit. Eventually, we'll push. And when we push up to our GitHub, if that's what we're using, that's when Azure, in this case, will now be looking at that code with a Git hook. Say, okay, I see that there's changes to the code. I want to pull that over to Azure and host that and spin it up.
Yeah.
So every time you push, Azure's like, all right, I better wake up and do this. So have you pushed?
It's almost there, yeah. So now we can just go and hope for the best.
All right.
And we're gonna refresh the page.
Hopefully no caching is turned on in the browser. We've got it, and what does it say?
Oh my God, hello world.
Hello world, all right.
Woo-hoo.
So the cool thing is we were able to run through this quick start pretty quickly by following the instructions here on the page. There's more that you can do. You can do so much with Azure, right? But this is a quick start. We're just getting started, and I hope that you all will try out building your node apps with Azure by following Simona's instructions.